Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
I don't know if you guys have heard, but due to cuts around here, it's the 10-minute morning show now.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Is this a new thing always?
Is that just today or moving forward?
No, this is basically whenever Elvis isn't here.
This is the new thing?
Oh, so this is an executive decision.
Yeah, well, for the day.
But here's my question. I feel like a couple of times this week we went over, so I feel like we might be owed. Froggy, you always keep the time. What do you think?
I agree. You're right.
So is it, what, the 8-minute show today? I don't know. See, here's the thing. It's going to be such a nice day. I feel like we should all get out there and enjoy it because up here in the Northeast, it's supposed to be, as somebody just texted me, poopy over the weekend.
Oh, it's going to be crap.
Saturday, I thought Sunday might be okay, but Saturday is going to be shit.
Cloudy and rainy Saturday in the 50s.
Sucks.
It's not going to get much warmer on Sunday. Today is the 74-degree and sunshine day.
Everybody get out there and enjoy it. What are you going to do today, Danielle?
So I have a dentist appointment.
Ah, that's bullshit.
And I have to go to the hospital to pick something up. And I might be covering a friend's gig tonight if I have to. And so I don't know. I don't know how much outside I'm going to do, but I'm definitely going for a walk. No matter what, I will go for a walk today because it's so beautiful.
You go for a walk every day, don't
I do.
You?
I try to go for a walk every day. It doesn't always happen.
You have special walking shoes?
I have special sneakers I put on. I mean, my walking sneakers.
Your walking sneakers?
They're not walking sneakers. They're just better for your feet than the crap I normally wear.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I like to go for bike rides, but you're talking about walking, whatever. Is it okay if I put on a pair of roller skates and skate around the neighborhood?
No.
Yes, and wait a minute. Roller skating is so in right now.
That's going to look a little creepy, I'm just saying.
Okay, hang on, hold on. Let's start with the youngest.
Hold on.
Just based on that.
Okay. Hang on a second. Okay. There's a guy that lives up the street from me. He puts on a full hockey uniform and skates up and down the street with a hockey stick.
Please don't do that.
Yeah. But I just, I want to, I don't know. I feel like if I hit a twig or something, I'll just go flying.
Right.
You know, it's much more controlled when you're in a rink.
Possibly.
Or go to like a park that has like a path, a bike path. No. Lots of people rollerblade on the bike path.
There could always be a rock though, or an acorn, and then I'm done.
All right, so let's go youngest to oldest. Diamond, should Scotty B go roller skating in his neighborhood?
Absolutely not.
Why?
I think that looks a little pervy.
No.
Scotty.
Well, I mean, that's why I don't go to the roller rink by myself. I always take Cooper with me.
Okay, well, you may have to take Cooper with you on this trail.
Okay.
Because that, and honestly, if I saw a guy like skating, I'd probably try to trip him. So,
that is not nice.
I'd trip Scotty without a doubt. But
okay, youngest to oldest, Danielle.
I'm younger than Danielle.
What about Andrew?
No. Oh. You're the next youngest. Hello.
Oh, I am? All right.
Oh, yeah, that's very nice of him, actually. Very gentlemanly.
This will be me with my iPad.
I don't see anything wrong with it. I see lots of people rollerblading and roller skating all around the neighborhood. By me, it's the new thing. It's like hot again. And actually, rollerblading when I was growing up was the big thing. But now roller skating is the big thing. No. And I think it's easier to roller skate because there's four wheels instead of just that one
but
little thing.
But is it less creepy to rollerblade than roller skate? And I think the answer is yes. But I think you have to also understand, you have to get to the bottom of why you feel that way. Because you know that's the case.
Four wheels too.
Rollerblade, yes. You know. But the rollerblade is harder to balance on.
It's all inline skates. But like if Scotty was rollerblading, you wouldn't have
four wheels.
No, you know what I meant. You know what I meant.
Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't have a problem with it if Scotty was rollerblading, right?
Well, I think I'd have a problem with that, too.
Yeah, I think it was
what are you going to wear,
there's
Scotty?
There's a guy that rollerblades around the path by me, and every time he passes you, he slaps you high five. He high fives her.
Yeah,
he does
creepy.
A little dance, and he high fives
Okay, good question from Froggy. What do you plan on wearing there?
See, that's I honestly, and I would look stupid, I'd probably wear jeans.
No. Because,
listen. But if I wore shorts, I would totally fall and I would scrape my knees.
Sweatpants or yoga pants.
You got satin 70s shorts.
And I'll dig the knee pads out of the closet. You know, I don't use those anymore, so maybe I'll.
This is
okay.
This is sus.
I used to be really good at rollerblading. Just like a fun fact, I could even go backwards.
Yeah, me too.
I was great.
I could do the swerving in and out of the cones. Yeah. Back in the day, man, I was.
Can we go rollerblading?
No, we're gonna have.
I still have mine.
Roller skating is a no because I don't think the four wheels that way.
Oh no!
I feel the opposite.
But rollerblading feels intense.
Let's
go. Sporty.
I'll go with you.
No, guys, don't do it. I'm having a roller skating party for my birthday this
year. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Cooper's having hers tomorrow. We're going to United Skates.
I'm coming.
Yes, and we're having a roller skating party
That's
tomorrow.
It.
So
That's
fun.
That's it. I'm coming. Yeah. I'm coming.
I think is it Skechers that come just some. I don't even know what it is. Or maybe Steve Madden just released a line of roller skates because people are buying roller skates again.
Yeah,
and so a lot of the shoe companies are making really cool looking skates with like sparkles.
We just got Cooper these cosmic skates and they're all like iridescent-y kind of with stars on them. She loves them.
Cool. I would like a pair. I should have asked for Mother's Day for a pair of roller skates.
Well, it's not too late, Danielle.
I would go with you. We can go.
I want to go.
All right.
It's great exercise. Your butt really hurts.
You know, Scotty's actually offered to teach me how to roller skate because I'm 42 and I still don't know how. But I don't know how.
Dude, even I know how to roller skate.
Yeah. Okay, you guys want to have a roller skating party?
Yes!
I'd be so embarrassed, though, because the last time I tried, I lost my balance and I did one of these things where you go... and I fell backwards and hit the back of my head.
I'll tell you one thing. It's easier than ice skating.
Yeah,
and we can get you a skate mate, so it's perfect.
Oh yeah, you can just
It's
the walker with wheels on it.
That's so cute.
Embarrassing.
I'll pay money. Yeah. I will pay
that's
money.
That's more embarrassing than falling.
I could ice skate as well, but not well. But it's much easier to roller skate.
Your theme should be like 1980s or 1970s, and everybody comes decked out in the.
That's what I'm talking about. So Public Affair by Jessica Simpson playing on repeat. Yes, I love it.
Okay, I don't know if I'll be. I don't know. I just don't want to embarrass
myself. You were telling me I better be invited.
We should do it, and then Skiri will get to go in the DJ booth at United Skates. And because those, let me tell you something. We went there a couple of weeks ago roller skating, and the dude in the DJ booth is like has that DJ thing. Andrew says that I do it, but this guy's like, "Okay, everybody, get out to the skate floor. If you get to the center, and we got our glow sticks. The glow party is coming up now.
Not much different than a strip club DJ. Yeah.
Exactly.
They're one and the same. One's a day job. One's a night job.
Here comes the Skatosaurus.
This next skate is for women only.
That's ladies only. Or wait, choose your partner. Go ahead, ladies. Choose a different partner to skate around with. And then you look around, you're like, ooh, who am I going
to
pick?
And then they used to change directions. They're like, all right, everybody, because everyone's going off to the left. Yeah. Now it's like, now let's go clockwise.
Did you guys ever go see a roller derby match or whatever?
Yes, they had the women that did it out by me. Absolutely.
It's insane. It was violent. Like big. It's very violent. It was this big underground thing in LA, and we go, and there was like a hidden roller rink in the middle of this warehouse, and they built these little stands on the side of it, and you sit there and you just watch these women beat the shit out of each other.
Oh my gosh.
It was crazy.
It was.
I mean, they were just, and they would do this thing where they grab one. Like they have one, and then they slingshot her to like knock somebody else out.
Oh, it's like WWE.
On rollerblades.
One of our former interns, Victoria, is a professional women's roller derby girl.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She beats people up.
We had some people on because apparently,
really?
There's a league. So I don't know if the league gets as violent as the underground stuff.
Imagine it's a very highly paid league.
How do you win?
I don't know.
Can you just beat up enough people?
Maybe.
You have to get a number of them past the other team around the rink. Like you lap the other team and you get a point for each member of your team that laps the other team.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So they've got the littler girls that like they move forward, but then there's these bigger gals that like, knock them over and like block them. It's crazy.
You got these little honeys, the little ones.
Brody, you don't strike me as much of a roller skater.
What does that mean?
But no, he's got a skateboard.
Exactly,
remember
exactly what I said.
I can roller skate. I can ice skate.
Oh,
yeah.
You can
do both. Yes, douchebag. Douchebag.
I'm like,
I know what you meant in the words. I didn't know what you were implying.
So then I'm answer the question. Like, you know,
you're the least athletic person in the planet.
I can roller skate though.
Okay.
But you know, like for instance, the day that you said that you're an avid skateboarder.
Never said I was an avid skateboarder. I said I own a skateboard and I can skateboard on it.
No, I'm not fighting. I'm just saying, let's be honest. If we're going to be honest, does Brody strike you as a skateboarder?
No.
No, it came as a pleasant surprise to me that you know how to
skate. Didn't say I was a skateboarder. At one point in my life, I was 17, I skateboarded.
You were 17?
Yeah, believe it or not.
That technically makes you a skateboarder.
Right.
Yeah.
If you rob a bank at age 22, you're a bank robber.
Yeah, I know, but I had pimples back in the day. I'm not a pimple face anymore. Things change.
But you were.
Right.
Yeah, I was,
yes. Diamond's got something to say. Go ahead, Diamond.
That one didn't connect the way that I think
if you saw me with a hockey stick in my hand, you would be like, "What the hell? I didn't know that you play hockey." Or you know,
because you're not athletic.
Exactly.
Here we go.
But I am. Dick.
You like to this group gets so vicious.
It does.
Look, I just want to know if I set up a roller skating party, will you guys come?
Yes.
Without a doubt. All right.
Done. I'll be there.
Will you do your announcer voice?
If you want me to. No, I want Scary to do it. He does weddings.
But Scary's announcer voice is his actual voice. Yours is different.
Fine, I'll do it.
Wait, how is his voice different?
He always gives me shit that I change my voice when I record stuff.
Whenever he does the weather, he goes from talking like this to all of a sudden being like, it's gonna be a mix of sunny clouds today. I'm 73.
Does he really?
Yes.
He puts on a British accent.
On Saturdays, when you sometimes host a show on the weekend, I do notice that you do have a little bit more of a radio voice than your normal voice.
It's the processing. It's not me.
It's the processing.
Do I change my voice when I do the weather and when I'm talking? No,
you stay the same. He specifically, even his spots, sometimes when he was recording something for like a client, it'll be like, and you can get yours now.
Poor Scotty.
It sounds like that.
I hate you.
Aww. Right, we went over our 10-minute limit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah.
All right, 9 minutes show on Monday.
Oh, we don't do it.
Ooh, could I do it in Scotty's announcer voice?
Yeah.
Say goodbye?
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us on our 15-minute morning show. We have to head out a little early today. We'll see you later. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
And a better tomorrow.
Have a better tomorrow. Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
15-Minute Morning Show.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.